This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Oh my goodness. If you've ever seen somebody, a child, perhaps your child, experience a night terror, it's freaky. It's really scary. Like, they're not like nightmares. Nightmares, you kind of go, hey, it's all right, wake up.
It's like a bad dream.
We're fine, it was just a dream. Night terrors, man, you cannot wake them up. And the kids get really, really distressed. What do you do with that? What is that? How do you fix it? What are you supposed to? I have no idea. That's why we got a professional in, Dr. Justin Coulson. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Hi, Laura.
Good morning. So can you tell us, what is the difference between a night terror and a nightmare? What is happening to our kids while they sleep?
Predominantly, it comes down to the stage of sleep that they're in. So we sleep in a range of different cycles, if you will, and we have slow wave sleep, which, you know, when you watch those graphs and you see the nice slow waves going up and down on the graph, they're those first few stages of sleep. And then we have something called REM sleep. REM sleep is characterized by, if you were actually to open up your child's eye when they're going through REM sleep, you'd see that their eyes are actually moving from left to right really fast, rapid eye movement. That's what REM stands for. And so when our children wake up from a nightmare, we usually dream in REM sleep. And so the nightmares are typically happening during the REM phase. And that's when you and I wake up, by the way, and we remember our dreams because we're having them during the REM phase. But a night terror happens during the slow wave sleep. It might be happening in stage two sleep, where there's these nice big long slows. And so what's happening there is that the night terror, our children actually don't wake up necessarily after a night terror or during a night terror. What usually happens is they start tossing and turning and screaming and having this terribly, terribly frightening experience, but they're not waking up during it. We're the ones that are waking them up. And that seems to be the worst thing that we can do. In fact, The best thing to do is to try not to wake them up, but instead to just let them sleep through it. We think that it happens around about the same way that sleepwalking happens. Children are not actually remembering it. They're in a very slow wave sleep pattern. And so we want them to stay in that deep level of sleep. The nightmare, very light level of sleep. The night terror, very deep level of sleep. But the answer is the same in terms of what do you do. In both cases, I think the best thing to do is to lay down beside them, cuddle them, help them to feel as safe and secure as you can, and eventually they will go back to sleep and they will start to, in the case of night terror, they will just settle because they are already asleep, and things should be okay, fingers crossed.
Are they harmful, night terrors? Because it really looks like your child is experiencing something absolutely horrendous.
Well, they probably are, but it seems that they're not harmful from the best evidence that we have. They're just having this crazy, horrible dream. It's terrifying for them, but they actually stay asleep during it, and they will stay asleep after it. Doesn't seem to be harmful. You'll also find that the night terrors will occur in the early part of the night when we're much more likely to spend longer periods in those slow wave sleep patterns, much more likely to have nightmares in the early parts of the morning when we're having much higher levels of REM sleep. Our sleep cycle shortens as we sleep, and so by the time we're getting into those early hours of the morning, that's when we start to have more and more and more REM sleep. I think it might have something to do with the sleep hormones that we produce, and as they're being produced less and less, we sleep lighter and lighter. The REM sleep happens more and more, and our brains become increasingly active, and we have these crazy ideas.
Is there any way to prevent your child going through a night terror or even a nightmare?
That's a question that I don't think we have a really clear answer on, but I would say generally the answer is no. There are a few things that I think we can do to help them to feel safer and more secure, and so that may help them to not have these night terrors and nightmares. So if we make our family feel safe, if we make family life predictable, if we have a nice, easy, security-promoting bedtime routine where the kids get some songs and some hugs and some stories and some special time, then they go to bed feeling secure and safe, and they may, therefore, be less likely to wake up having these terrifying nightmares or sleep through a night terror. But the reality is kids from wonderful, secure, loving homes have them as well as kids from frightening backgrounds and circumstances. So it doesn't seem that there's much that we can do other than comfort them when it happens.
Oh, well, it's good to know how to handle it. Dr. Justin Coulson, thank you so much.
That's a pleasure. Thanks, guys.